Can you talk about some of the research that's come out looking at post-prostatectomy radiation therapy?
Well, there's a recent publication, again, from the EORTC that looked at the effect of using post-op radiation therapy for patients after radical prostatectomy. And what the study has shown is that there seems to be an improvement in most of the endpoints, although it's too early to look at survival. So it was a very positive study supporting the use of post-operative RT. And I believe there is a recent abstract from SWOG confirming this type of positive benefit for using post-op RT following radical prostatectomy.
Can you talk about how you approach that decision in your own practice?
In my practice, when I see a patient who's had a radical prostatectomy, I specifically look very carefully at the radical prostatectomy specimen, whether there's been a positive margin, involvement of the seminal vesicles, whether the patient has a residual PSA. And these are all factors that I consider when deciding whether a patient is a good candidate. And in my opinion, any patient that has a positive margin, any patient that has disease that's through the capsule spreading into the seminal vesicles, is at extremely high risk of developing a local recurrence. And when you look at the radical prostatectomy data, it clearly supports a local failure component in these patients. And so it makes a lot of sense, just like we do with breast cancer and other sites of the body, to give postoperative radiation therapy. There has been some reluctance in the past, but I'm hoping that with these recent trials, many urologists will reconsider this. And I think with the new radiation therapy technologies, such as intensity-modulated radiation therapy and image-guided radiation therapy, we're really able to deliver this radiation very, very safely and spare the bladder and the rectum. And so there's really, in my opinion, very little downside to giving these patients treatment and a lot of upside in terms of the ability to control them by treating them relatively early. There is always a risk of having some radiation cystitis or some radiation proctitis. But again, with the newer modalities, I found this to be a very, very low risk. I don't think it really adds much to the impotency. I think that a lot of the impotency that is seen after radical is seen within the first few months. And in my experience, the radiation that we deliver doesn't really add on to that. I think if a patient comes in already having significant potency problems due to the surgery, obviously the radiation therapy is not going to make it better, but I don't think it's going to make it substantially worse.